This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says the best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people based on the current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both the WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. The White House has blocked new Food and Drug Administration guidelines on the bringing potential vaccine for COVID-19 to market. At issue was the FDA's planned requirement that participants in mass clinical trials for vaccines be allowed for 2 months to ensure there are no side effects and that the vaccines provide lasting protection. A senior administration official confirmed that the White House believes there is no clinical or medical reason for additional screening protocols. President Donald Trump staged a dramatic return to the White House after leaving the military hospital where he was receiving treatment for COVID-19. The White House itself now has become a coronavirus hotspot, as AP's Julie Walker reports.
A pandemic, White House custodians, ushers, kitchen staff, and members of the Secret Service have continued to show up for work in what is now a coronavirus hotspot, with more than a dozen known cases this week alone. Agents who spoke to the Associated Press expressed concern over the cavalier attitude the White House has taken when it comes to masks and distancing, but say there's little they can do. The White House says it's taking every precaution necessary to protect every staff member. Last night, Trump was seen inside the White House, mask off, surrounded by numerous people as he taped a video message urging Americans not to fear a virus that has killed more than 210,000 in the U.S. and 1 million worldwide. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. As President Donald Trump recovers from the coronavirus, Joe Biden is capitalizing on having the campaign trail largely to himself by hitting critical swing states and investing in longtime Republican bastions that he hopes might expand his path to victory. The Democratic presidential nominee made his second trip to Florida in a little over 2 weeks yesterday.
I was glad to see the president speaking and recording videos over the weekend. Now that he's busy tweeting campaign messages, I would ask him to do this. Listen to the scientists. Support masks. Support a mask mandate nationwide. Require masks in every federal building and facility and interstate travel. Urge every governor and mayor to do the same. We know it saves lives.
His visit to Miami was designed to encroach upon some of Trump's turf, even swinging through Little Havana, a typically conservative area known for its staunch opposition to the communist government that Fidel Castro had installed in Cuba over 50 years ago. Desmond Meade is traveling around Florida in a coach bus, trying to make sure people who've paid their debt to society by serving time for felony convictions can still perform their civic duty to vote. In 2018, Floridians overwhelmingly approved a measure allowing most felons to vote after completing their sentences. But the coronavirus pandemic has hampered registration drives and a disputed requirement that felons pay a series of costs before their rights are restored have turned the anticipated geyser of new voters in the largest swing state into a trickle.
No American citizen should be forced to choose between paying their rent or their mortgage or voting. That voting should be unencumbered and free.
Some of these communities in which people are coming from, these communities that where the majority of people are living below the poverty level, right? There is no real expectations of really collecting those fees because people have everyday life issues that they have to deal with.
Desmond Meade is the president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. He says the number of returning voters against registered is around 100,000. He hopes to add 40,000 more by the state's October 5th general election registration deadline. With months still to go in California's fire season, the state has already shattered records for the amount of land scorched in a single year, more than 4 million acres to date, with one blaze alone surpassing the 1 million acre mark. 5 of the 10 largest wildfires in state history have occurred since August. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.